You're listening to the New Old Heads podcast, shot live every Tuesday at twitch.tv/newoldheads and released every Thursday at noon via bringingdowntheband.com. The show is brought to you by Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the show directly by becoming a member at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You are now tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major 7. I would say the entire crew is here, but they're not.
We know what you want to say.
I know. You know what I want to say, but the entire crew is not here.
Nope.
We got a hybrid show today. Lone is, you know, doing
the whole side to myself.
Yeah, how you feel over there?
I feel fine. I feel okay.
Like he's in a Maybach.
Yeah, you know, just I had to adjust the camera so you could pull me. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
So, but
you know,
yeah,
feel important, man. You know, you got a whole side to yourself.
I'm okay with feeling important. I don't need to feel important. I just need things to be easy.
Fair enough. Shout out to the homie Jay Moore. I had to take care of some business, and Red August is being grown out here, so we'll see them both soon. My man DJ J Diff, what's happening, man?
Salutations.
How's everything?
Everything is good, man. Everything is good.
All right.
Checking and moving.
Shout out to the chat as well. Let's go ahead and get into the rundown. So, you know, we do a random topic as always for our first topic, and this one is still buzzing. Mr. Smith and Mr. Rock at the Oscars. I'll just say my piece on what I think about it, and then I'll toss it around, and we can kind of go, you know, back and forth as we always do. If you haven't seen this by now, then I don't know.
Wow.
You can't be on social media.
You have not been on the internet.
Yeah, there's no way.
It's bigger than just social media at this point.
You're right. But now, when I first saw it, someone sent me a text that said, Will Smith just slapped Chris Rock. And I said, what? And I didn't believe it. Obviously, I'm thinking there's no way this is going to happen in a professional setting and on national TV. And when I saw it, I'm like, okay, this happened. Maybe, perhaps it is staged. Staged came into my mind for a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
But then when I saw the uncensored and the, you know, unfiltered version, I saw how mad Will was. I'm like, okay, this is, I think that brother was really upset.
He didn't seem upset at first, though.
I mean,
and I've heard
about laughing.
I've heard 1,900 different dissertations of why.
Oh, believe me.
Oh,
I know.
That wasn't this type of laugh. And yeah. I was like, I don't know. I looked at it and he looked like he was genuinely laughing. And then he probably looked at Jada and he's like, oh.
That side eye, though, that he saw from her. I might have changed a little something.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but.
The type of person, the reason why I can understand if he was laughing, because I'm the type of person that if I get so mad, I might smirk, but I might cry at the same time.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And then I might commence to doing a little more than smacking, but
yeah,
like I understand how that can kind of happen. But
I get it too. I guess all I'm saying is like when I looked at, because I looked at that, at his, and I didn't catch that from his type of laughter, so maybe I just missed it.
I saw the laugh as I'm laughing, but I'm low key about it. I'm frustrated while I'm laughing. It's like I'm gonna try to laugh it off, but I'm still mad.
He kind of explained it in his Grammy. What did he win? An Oscar
speech.
In his Oscar speech, when he said, a lot of times people talk about you and you got to smile,
right?
Kind of, you know what I'm saying? But and he's an actor as well, so.
I hate it. I understand, and this concept is brought up all the time, sticking up for and protecting black women. We talk about that all the time. Well, we don't, but it's everywhere. I'm not mad at you trying to protect your wife or her honor or defend her honor. But what bothered me the most is that it's Chris Rock, and it's at an event that's like this. I hate seeing, you know, two prominent figures in comedy or just in
Hollywood.
Culture, Hollywood, do something like that. I don't think that was necessary. I think it was very unnecessary for him to do that. How people handle their emotions are different. I can't jump into his body and see how he felt. And I know everybody's talking about the Red Table conversations and stuff. I never really watched all of those, but I know he's been getting dragged for the better part of a year and a half, maybe 2 years. So that slap was more than just Chris Rock, in my opinion. But it's just the wrong place, wrong time. I like that he apologized. I did not like that he didn't mention Chris off top in the apology. I just don't think it was necessary. And then it'll take away from Questlove getting his first Oscar.
Yeah, for sure.
It'll take away from, what's my man's name? African-American that produced the whole show. That was the first time that happened. It takes away from that. So those are the things that come out to my mind. I'd rather be hype about Will Smith getting what he deserved for King Richard. I'm in that camp. There's no way he wasn't going to win that. But I'd like to be talking about that and focusing on Quest more than seeing, you know, two black prominent figures arguing and fighting on national TV. Like, that's what did set well with me. I think there's a better way to do it. I'm not mad at you.
I can dig that.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, the concept of protecting your wife, I understand that, but there's a certain time and place for everything. Yeah, slap him in the back if you're going
to
do that.
Nah, there's definitely a time and a place to get busy or challenge a man to a duel, because when you get smacked, he was definitely challenged to a duel.
Yeah, he
can't
even
just walk away from a smack.
No.
Now we gotta talk about that.
Great, something gonna have to happen.
Yeah, straight up. But now I think it was a little much, but I'm not about to sit up here and act like I know exactly what happened and give you a long spiel on why and things of that nature. I mean, it came to a head, I think, you know what I'm saying, on Will's part.
Definitely cumulative.
I feel like
people talking about him, talking about his wife, of course, and her entanglement with August Alsina, and then how his kid wanted to get what's it called when they want to pretty much divorce you?
Oh, they're not your
emancipated.
Yes,
when
he was younger.
After that movie flopped, and pretty much, I think it all just came to a head, and Chris Rock took the butt of the joke on the chin.
Yeah.
No pun intended. You know what I'm saying?
He took that mug too.
He smacked Chris Rock because he couldn't smack everybody on Instagram and on Facebook, on Twitter, you know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
And unfortunately, they had from my understanding, we had a cool relationship. I mean, Chris Rock was on Fresh Prince show. He did movies with Jada, but he's also taken a few shots at Jada in the past. And I don't think it necessarily had all the way to do with the alopecia thing.
No, that was, other ones didn't have nothing to do with that.
It's a cop out.
But this ain't the first time Will has smacked somebody.
It is not.
People are leaving that out. He smacked somebody. It might have been at the Oscars on the red carpet or somewhere.
No, it was somewhere. It was overseas, but he smacked the photographer.
Some dude tried to, like, he leaned him, tried to kiss him. He smacked him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's known for smacking people. Be ready. And it was alluded to in the past. Your favorite guy, Sean Wayans.
You know, I fooled the Wayans brother.
He was hosting, I want to say, the MTV Awards one year, and he acted like Chris Rock. He was talking about everybody in the crowd. Mm. And then at the end of it, everybody talked about came up and jumped him on stage.
Like 90s, right?
Yeah, like, so the Backstreet Boys and Britney Spears and all of them are beating him up.
Mm.
But it's like actors acting like them, yeah. So, I mean, kind of alluding, foreshadowing, so to speak.
I just hate to see those brothers do that. And I don't know. It's not even about being at the Oscars. It's just them, those two. That's the part that doesn't sit well with me. Legendary status guys.
Honestly, if he had been white and this, that, and the other, he wouldn't have did that.
Oh my God.
It's unfortunate that it happened.
Yeah. Period.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think it has anything to do with who got smacked and who said what. Like I said, he came to a head. At this point, anybody could have got it. And it just so happened to be Will. It wasn't going to be a woman.
No.
I seen somebody talking about Will. At least it was a man.
What? Well,
why would he walk up there and smack a woman?
Come on, man.
But John Wayne did try to jump on stage and smack a woman
at the
Oscars.
Remember hearing Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
That was an indigenous woman who was just saying something like, stop appropriating us.
Yeah.
It's like all that it was.
He was mad. That privilege was showing.
Lone, let me ask you this.
Okay.
As I take a sip, sorry. The August Alsina piece of this, have you been seeing the comments of that? Why you didn't slap August Alsina? That's the person you should have slapped.
I saw a really funny line that said, if Will does this in March, imagine what he's going to do in August.
Oh,
but
that's super corny.
I'm asking you is because they have been known to be in an open relationship.
Okay.
So
when he let the devil into his house when he was when he was giving the speech talking about at your greatest moment, the devil interferes or whatever he said.
That's what Denzel told you.
The devil interfered when y'all start doing all that entanglement mess and letting it fly.
Do you I'm get just this? Saying. This is what I'm posing this question to y'all though. What I'm saying is, do you get mad at your wife for doing entanglement stuff with somebody else when y'all are in an open relationship? That's the question nobody can answer for me. Because you putting it out there that it's open and it's cool and we understand and everybody's on the same page, but you mad also. There's a disconnect there for me. Do you see what I'm saying?
So this starts to get into the gossipy section of all this stuff, and I don't really care about any of that.
I ain't mad at it. That's
Facebook in it.
Yeah, I don't want Facebook in there. I don't want to get too Facebook. Because that's where the experts are.
But what I will say is that just because you're in an open relationship and you're trying it out because that seems to be what's best for you and your partner doesn't mean that everybody's 100% on board and doesn't mean that people aren't going to catch feelings.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
You know what I mean? So I still think it's probably delicate in that manner. And, you know, it's really their thing to figure out. You know, it just so happens that they live a public life and Jada has this, oh, let's talk about everything show.
Man.
Yeah. You know?
Everything.
So, Will seems like he's trying to be supportive of that idea. And, you know, apparently
he's still married to her. So.
And, you know, and apparently a lot of his emotions around all this stuff was outlined in his book that apparently I haven't read, you know, but I've seen comments of people saying, yeah, you know, to what Terry was saying, it seems like it just came to a head.
Yeah.
You know, like it probably had very little to do with Chris's comment because it wasn't even a crazy comment.
That's what I think.
It's the straw. Like you've ever been so mad that the smallest thing that happens just sets you off. Like I've been there.
Yeah.
So I understand it. Everybody, well, it was just a G.I. Jane joke. And if you know about the G.I. Jane movie, then she was this strong. Y'all be looking too far into stuff, man.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes you have to take things at surface value. It doesn't have to be Illuminati involved. It doesn't have to be because Pfizer is trying to try an alopecia drug, so they set it up to where Will could do this. Sometimes things are surface value, and you have to just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Rather than trying to conjure up all this stuff on your own as fact.
Is this? I know where this will kind of. This is a spinoff of what you just said, but it's not necessarily on the topic, but are you all as frustrated? I think I can safely say that we are all frustrated, but I wouldn't mind hearing how frustrated you are at the era that we're in as it relates to access to an opinion, feeling important about opinions, and also everyone being an expert. Now, I'm saying that sitting on a podcast,
right?
But I've also never claimed that I'm, you know, Gandhi. Every time I say something, if I do, I'm sorry, because that's not what I'm trying to put out. But how do y'all feel about that? Just the era that we're in, because it frustrates me. Like I had to log off the other day. Man, I didn't want to see nothing.
We're pretty much in the age, and we've been in this age for a long time of the listen to respond or wait to respond. They're just listening enough in order to hear when you're done with the conversation, so that they can respond with more of their rhetoric
without listening to what you said.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know, man.
No, you said you logged off exhausting. Early, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I did, man. This type of stuff frustrates me probably more than it should.
Yeah.
And it's like you said, you know, being on a podcast and sitting here talking to people, you know, like, I've said this before on Twitter and stuff. Maybe I've even said on the show, like, I don't even take myself that serious.
That serious, yeah.
Like, I'm sitting here and say stuff on a show and all this stuff. And sure, I say stuff and I say what I mean and all that. But at the same time, like, I don't even care about what I say in that, in the aspect of that. So like seeing a whole bunch of other people say stuff all the time is just, it's too much, man. It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we talked about a little bit before the show. I feel like we're in kind of in a time where everybody's trying to find their voice and everybody just feels like their voice is important.
That.
And I don't think everybody's voice is important. We're up here talking about hip hop related stuff because we're all a part of hip hop culture in one manner or the other. And we have been for over, you know, two decades, whatever, in a variety of capacities. And we talk about the stuff that is a part of our lives.
True.
You know what I mean? And, you know, we're not going to sit up here and have a conversation about if tomorrow, you know, Ukraine invades Russia and there's some stuff going on. Like, we're not political commentators.
No. Right.
You know what I mean?
No, I have nothing to talk about on that.
You know, like, sure, I have opinions and thoughts and stuff on it, but I don't have any type of expertise on it. I haven't lived it. You know what I mean? So, like, I can weigh in a conversation with somebody and share some stuff. But overall, like, on all social media platforms, everybody wants... I don't know if it's a need for validation or if it's just that social media gives people that outlet to share their thoughts. But
I think it's a combination of both.
But I've said this in the past. I don't think everybody deserves an opinion on things.
Everybody doesn't deserve a stage either.
So
that's why you used to have to try out for talent shows and things like that. And everybody didn't get the stage.
And that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Like, not everybody deserves an opinion on a stage about something that is important or relevant, because one, there's not enough space in the world. Like, I've said this too in the past. Like, one of my personal philosophies is I don't want to add to the noise in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, if somebody is saying something better than I can or doing something better than I can, I would much rather try to push that person up there to be that voice. And it's well documented in everything that I've done. But me sitting on this panel talking about this stuff is because I feel like I have a worthy voice to speak on stuff. Mm-hmm. And if the point comes where I don't feel like I don't have that, I'll step away.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, social media is tough because it's just right in front of us, and it tempts us every single day to want to respond to some stupid comment. And then we respond to the stupid comment, and the comment becomes another stupid comment on another stupid comment. And then we become a part of the stupid comments.
Man, you would think that being on a debate team was the biggest sport in the world right now.
Oh my God. There's so many captains of the debate team on my timeline. Is ridiculous right now. And Lone, you hit on a very good point. I think I texted this to Terry the other day. Speaking on things that you're not well versed in, like, we see that a lot. Like, I see people rambling a lot. I try to maintain this and remember to do this. If there's a certain thing or a certain situation or a certain topic that I am not that well versed in, or I don't know a lot about, the ability to pull back and let other people talk, to listen and possibly learn about it, versus just being a part of the conversation for the sake of and looking like a complete fool or an idiot.
I think, to your point, I think all of us, every single person, can do a better job at that.
Agree.
You know what I mean? Like, this is something that I am cognizant of every single week that I sit here.
Yeah.
It's just like, all right, and I'll analyze what we're talking about, and then I'll think about it. It's like, nah, I didn't need to say anything there, even though maybe I wanted to.
Right.
You know, and it's just, yeah, it's hard. I think it's also just the climate we're in. It's just, it's so hard because it's everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and casual conversation is now just promoted.
And it's politics, it's sports.
It's everything.
It's music. It's everything.
It's everything.
How many sports shows are there with multiple opinions? There's a Twitter account called Ball Sack Sports. And it's a trolling account. Right, they say it in the description. But there have been reputable podcasts associated with the NBA.
They use it as fact.
And they'll go and pull one of those comments. And I saw my guy Murray told me this. He said, dog, they used the Ball Sack article on XM Radio or whatever it was.
Wow.
And we're in the era now where everything, you see it, or it must be fact. It's on the internet. Boom, we'll pull it, we'll share it, and we read it. And it was the complete opposite of fact. It was a trolling account. Mm. You know what I mean?
It's
just weird, man.
I think it's a shame, man, because I don't know what the answer really is.
Nor do I.
Outside of some sort of super investment into fact checking somehow. You know what I mean? Or we have
fact checking is made by the liberals. Remember, that doesn't.
Oh, which yeah. I know. Which now, right. I mean, I was added to a Facebook message group where people are saying Snopes is all propaganda, and I'm just like, okay, yeah. Which they got their information on that from a propaganda piece. So it's a bit, you know, it's whatever. But
you don't say.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the culture needs to change somehow, and I don't know how. And I just mean the culture around living online, because we're in kind of we're not in the first few years of it, because it's been around for 20 years or so, but we're in the first few years of this being as in our face as it is right now, because it's different now than it was 2 years ago.
It's way different. I just want to go back to where the biggest thing on the internet was rotten.com
And World Star Hip Hop.
Yeah, not even that far. Just we can stop at American Online chat rooms.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because
that's throwback.
Accessibility is crazy right now. Even MySpace wasn't nowhere near this bad.
No.
MySpace, wasn't. Black Planet, for those who remember.
Limitations
that.
Are not always a bad thing.
Yeah.
I like the fact when there's like a, don't get me wrong, there's gatekeeping has its pluses and minuses,
but everybody
right?
thinks they're a gatekeeper.
Everybody does. That's everybody it. Does. And there's, but when you remove all the gatekeepers and everything in place like that, you also kind of remove like that threshold of what is the threshold now? It's like literally anybody. Yeah. I can start an account tomorrow talking about my expertise on anything. And as long as I'm charismatic and I know how to argue certain points, I can be big on it and be an influencer.
Lone could literally start a page tomorrow about being the best rib tip cooker in America.
I'm really good at it.
And if he has enough swag and the beats are dope and it's shot in 4K and we just put some rib tips in front of Lone, it's going to pop.
I have some
you.
Custom sauce, let me tell you.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Yeah, it's super good. Say,
probably
yeah.
cut with a lot of hot sauce.
Yeah, you know what? Check out my website.
No,
in 2 weeks.
Man.
Yeah.
No.
He's going to have his sauce for sale.
LonesRibTips.com. All right, man. But that mug really, it would really go off, though. Y'all seen, oh boy, man, with the rib
tips.
Man,
all you
got to
do is act like
ahead.
You know what you're doing, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Terry's mentioned this many times. We've all said it so many times on this show. Everybody's just looking for their viral moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and the culture somehow needs to change, in my opinion, so that, sure, viral moments are cool, but it shouldn't be like the target.
That's exactly.
You know what I mean?
And there was people literally making 10 posts about the same thing.
Yeah.
Like just hoping one of them catches
pops.
Wind.
Yep. It's
and like, every, come on, everything man. That's on the internet is not bad. That's not for what sure. this
nah,
is about.
It's not.
But I've always said
anything in excess is bad, though.
There we go. And I've always said this, and it would be
even Reese Cups.
Some people got problems out here. Yeah. But I've always said this, the internet is it's a gift and a curse, man. We reach consumers and you know, in what we do, but everybody can.
Right.
You know, and it's
just a race to the race to the Illuminati to destroy our minds.
Man. It'd be a lot of people like, is the Illuminati hiring? How can I
man,
get
it? Y'all wouldn't believe some of the Terry had one. Y'all wouldn't believe some of the memes I saw. All right. Anyway, let's go ahead and get to the next topic. So Remy Ma was on Drink Champs. When are they gonna bring us on? Come through and do something. But somehow the Doja Cat came up, you know, Remy being a female MC and
woman
MC. Oh, thank you.
Femc.
Is that, please correct
just
me because I don't know.
MC, but hey.
Look, they've been conditioned.
Here you go. I've heard people speak against Femc. I've heard just call us MCs like everybody else. We're not FemCs. I've heard female MCs. Hey. So I don't know what I'm supposed to say here, but
Remy Ma.
Yeah, just say Remy Ma. Remy can rap. All right. But as it relates to Doja Cat, Remy said, I don't think she's a rapper. And this is during her Drink Champs interview. She said, let's be clear with that. They put her in the rapper category. I don't think she's a rapper, but she makes dope records. And I think she's dope. So, Lone, I'm coming to you first. Let me ask you this. Is this a elder hating on evolution here? Or is that what we're doing? Or is it just her opinion that she just comes from a different era?
Right.
So she might see it a little bit different. Because I've heard her rap. But if you ask me at face value, I'd say she's a pop star.
Right.
What do you think?
I think multiple things can be true at the same time.
That's fair.
So I feel like, all right. This goes back to the whole argument, what is hip-hop, right?
Right.
So if hip-hop is an embodiment of rapping and breakdancing and DJing and beat-making and knowledge of self and graffiti and all that stuff, right? Compacted, you know?
Yeah.
It's adapted and evolved a little bit. But I would say that Doja Cat absolutely raps sometimes. And when she raps, she's a rapper because that's what she's doing. I think she can make pop music and still be a rapper. It just means it is not hip-hop. But at the same time, I feel like Remy was probably speaking from the angle of, I don't think it was hate, because nah, I mean, it wasn't, I don't hate. Think it was hate at all, because she kind of broke it down.
She pulled back to make sure that people knew that she wasn't.
She
hating.
Did. She did. And, which I think was dope. But I don't think Doja Cat's the same type of rapper as Remy, or as, let's say, an Eve or a Rhapsody or anything like that.
Nah, too different. Just, completely
just,
different.
Just in the same way that I don't think Drake is the same type of rapper as a Black Thought, or
absolutely not.
You know what I mean? Like, there's different types of ways to utilize rap. I just had this conversation with one of my students recently, you know, about rapping and where is it rooted from, and you know, like, yeah. Just because you're rapping doesn't mean that it's hip hop music. You know what I mean? Like, rapping is just a thing you do. You know, so. I don't know. I don't think the argument really matters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I would definitely say that she's a rapper when she raps. You know?
I mean, I think it has to do with evolution. Like you brought up Drake.
Yeah.
Doja Cat, for the most part, like her more popular songs, she is not rapping on them. Even the songs that she's featured on the Best Friend song, I think she actually does rap on that one. But for the most part, her tracks are melodies, and
right.
she uses a different octave in right. order to not necessarily rap the song, but sing the song.
Like sing rap, but it's more singing than rappy.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
It's like, it's not as, it's a little more out there than like, say, like a Ja Rule was doing back in the day. Or.
Good call. Good call.
Who else does the same thing?
I mean,
there's a lot of people nowadays that kind of have that melody type rap, hybrid rap, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Anderson .Paak.
Anderson
.Paak, right?
Like me personally, I don't consider Anderson .Paak a rapper.
I think he's a musician.
He's a musician. He's an artist. He does a lot more. And this is not to take away from anybody that's a rapper,
right.
to box him in as a rapper. And the reason why I say that is because, I mean, he plays the drums. He writes music. He sings music. You know what I'm saying? He does a lot more than just rap.
I actually thought it was stupid for him to be on the XXL cover.
Yeah.
I didn't think he should have been on there.
That's an interesting thing, though. Do you think that, what is the line, though? Like, do you think once you're rapping and you start to become a little bit melodic, is that when it, where the line is? Like, singing and rapping, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've been playing with that line for the last 10 years or so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. What is the significant difference do you think that most people would have as far as like being a rapper versus whatever this alternative thing is?
You know I think I mean? A lot of people don't want to be boxed in. Like, you remember how it was a point in time where everybody would just always say, I'm not a rapper. No, you are absolutely a rapper.
Right,
like,
man.
A lot of those people were rappers.
Right.
But yeah, people like, I mean, we've talked about, what's my guy's name? White Iverson.
Post Malone. Post Malone.
We've talked about him many a times as him not being a rapper. And it's more so me not wanting to include him as a rapper because he's ignorant as far as what a rapper really is. Because he's made statements that rappers don't show emotion and
right.
you don't really feel pain or anything. And absolutely should not be in this genre if that's how you feel. And you feel like that you're bringing that to it because you haven't listened to enough rap. Have any say so on
and
that.
He drops a country album, go figure.
Come on. I mean, he was a folk artist before he started rapping. It's kind of like people use rap as the easy in into the music game when they can't make it in the lane that they want to be in.
But do you think that's just because rap music in general is popular culture right
because
now?
Because it's the most popular. Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like if rap music wasn't the most popular culture, you might see country or rap artists appropriating country music or something
and
or whatever, who knows.
Hip-hop is also it's the most popular, and it's the criteria now is nowhere near what it was. It's the easiest to get into. You can start rapping and be lit on YouTube very fast to me.
Well,
now, I don't
really
know.
I think the easiest right now probably to get into would be R&B because it's wide
so?
open.
Well, that's I didn't think about it like that. I'm just saying I know that there we've seen many instances where a rapper will post a song, get 1.5, 2 million of views, and the next thing you know, 2 years later or a year later, we hear him complaining about a 360 deal.
Right.
And it was all based off that one record.
Right.
That's what I'm saying as it relates to hip hop. To your point, I understand what you're saying about R&B because it's wide open.
Wide open.
I don't know when the last time I heard a, when's the last time you seen an R&B group? 30
man,
years?
I mean, I followed, there's actually one, Wanye from Boyz II Men. His sons are some dope singers. They real young. Yeah,
they
young.
Can sing. And don't, I ain't going to disrespect Day 26 because they was cold too. So then,
but that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. That, but they was cold.
No, R&B is wide open. Yeah. Like, that's why people like Masego and Lucky Day.
Love Lucky Day.
Lucky a lot Day of people are getting a lot of, what's her name? He was on a lot of our highest.
Cleo Soul.
Cleo Soul.
She's dope.
That's why a lot of them are getting a lot of recognition right now. Jasmine Sullivan.
Yep.
Right. Because there's not enough R&B. It's all saturated with one form of music
right.
that people are saying isn't rap, but it really is. And then the people that aren't necessarily rap get offended when you tell them it's not rap.
Yeah.
But it's not to be offensive telling you that your music sounds more pop right. or popular.
Right, right.
Lone, there is a fine line with, you know, the melodic
right.
stuff. If we've, like you said, we've talked about it, but I don't know, man. It's become such a big part of hip hop now where it's almost fused into it, where it's just second nature to hear it now. I'm not surprised when I hear it on, like we were talking about the Mace disc,
right?
Right. He did that for a reason.
Yeah. Like, man, it was not the right reasons. And he should have.
Somebody should talk to Mace about the record. I ain't talking about the bars. I'm talking about the recording. Because the recording, that recording wasn't it.
No, it was not it. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's. I don't. This is just not an argument that I have anymore. Uh-huh. You know, it's just like, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can kind of pick and choose what you like at this point in the genres ebb and flow. And we had that conversation, I don't know, 2-3 years ago when we talked about. Do genres matter?
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
I still kind of feel the same. Like, I don't really feel like they matter. It's just a way for categorizing stuff. And
there was one point where I thought it should be split up and divided. But now, in hindsight, it's just.
It'll be too complicated.
Yeah, it's too much.
Like,
we
had
much.
That conversation about, like, people we consider underground or backpack rappers
right.
saying that there should be a category for that.
Right.
But the category would literally never end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, somebody's going to be butthurt regardless.
Yeah. That's the thing. I don't care how you slice it. Somebody's going to be mad. As soon as you start dividing it, somebody's going to be left out and somebody's going to be mad.
Yeah.
So you can't get past that.
Mm-mm.
I'm with you on that. Well, I mean, Remy's cold. I respect
her
opinion.
Her opinion's valid, all that good stuff.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I done heard.
I would say that my personal take is just, you know.
I mean,
those
essentially,
rap sometimes, so.
Essentially, you have to kind of separate the hip hop from just the rap.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, because
that's a whole nother conversation.
I mean, Fred Flintstone rapped on a
on a
Fruity Pebbles right. commercial, but he's not a rap.
He's
star.
Not a rap
right,
star.
Right. Yeah. So I guess that's where I was being super nuanced with it, right? Because
yeah.
I feel like if you say that she's a rapper or not, well, she is a rapper when she raps.
Yeah,
you know, but you can say she's not really a hip hop artist, and I think that makes more sense.
Not for real. And I think that's where she was coming from, where she was talking about
I think that's probably
how
what she
digs
meant.
Ninth Wonder so much and talking about Doja Cat.
Yeah. Little Brother.
Little Brother.
Little Brother too. Yeah.
And spouting out all the different hip hop acts that she likes and would like to work with so she could possibly get that under her belt if that's really where her heart is.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I had to, you know, the older you get, the more you shed your purest skin and you shed your I'm trying to
come on
I'm trying to
you because, know how the old heads was against
man.
Griselda
yeah
when
man
they first
like,
came
it's,
out.
It's music is a form of expression and you can't save hip-hop, you can't save the world, so just I just learned to focus on what I like, man, and what I don't like is cool, y'all do that, but I don't know, man, it's just it's so subjective, the conversation can go on forever. That's the way I see it. Yep. So, Lone, you want to shout out the partners real quick?
Yep. Thanks to our partners. Dr. Coleman of Coleman Dental is our go-to dentist. He's a longtime Indianapolis arts and music supporter located right in Broad Ripple. Printfinity is a screen printing shop based in Indianapolis, owned and operated by our own DJ J Diff. Our good friends at Indy CD and Vinyl operate one of the best record stores in North America. Shop new and used in their site or visit them in person. And the best way to support the New Old Heads is to visit our Patreon and become a member for as little as $3 a month. All details on newoldheads.com.
I hate Lone.
281 episode, 82, hey, right?
I feel you. Know? Shout out to the partners, as always.
If you don't talk in the mic, I can't hear you.
I feel you, Lone. I feel you. I'm not about to do this with you. I feel you.
Sound, they protect the sound from the outside, man. You know?
Anyway.
Anyway.
Let's go ahead and jump into this next one. So, like, I want to cite my sources. So, BuzzFeed article states hip-hop wouldn't still be around if it wasn't for these 20 producers, not music producers. Now, I haven't looked at the list. I'm sure that we've had, what would our acceptable percentage be of our list history?
What I mean,
we've done a lot of lists. Are we trending towards the majority of the lists are trash, or are we about in the middle? Because we've had trash, but we have had
our list, or
no, just whenever we reference them. Yeah, we reference them.
I mean, it depends on the source.
Y'all can tell us in the comments.
We're talking about Rolling Stone.
They trash.
Trash.
Billboard is trash.
Billboard.
Okay. Every once in a while, we'll get one that's decent.
Yeah.
We hyped up. We started off good with old boy for the J Dilla, but then it kind of got bad as we realized.
The more you actually looked at it, like, yeah, that's not good.
That turned out to be trash. All right, so let's give BuzzFeed a shot. Again, a hip hop wouldn't still be around if it wasn't for these 20 producers. You know, we've been on our producer theme of late. We're still working on the list too, so y'all bear with us.
I'll share the link in here again, but make sure you guys vote if you haven't.
Yes, because this is very important. We want your feedback.
We want as many votes on this as possible so that we can, you know. I also realized, do you think DJ randomly, but do you think DJ Pooh belongs on that list?
DJ Pooh, like,
that's a good
West
question.
Coast DJ,
yeah.
Pooh.
Mm-hmm. That's a
could
good
be an
question,
option, but
yeah, somebody
mentioned Pooh.
Somebody threw him in there. Ski Beats, we forgot as well.
How did we forget? Now that I feel bad for forgetting Ski Beats. Yeah. Ski Beats is dope.
People love to be in the comments and just hate. Hate. I can't believe you forgot Ski Beats.
Oh, sure. We could add
125 others.
We could add a selection on there where people can enter.
I'll add somebody maybe?
Yeah, add somebody.
My thing is, I feel you in the comments, but fill out the survey, sir. In the meantime.
That's what it's for.
And tell us with the percentages or your picks why we don't know what we're talking about. We try to narrow this thing down at the end of the day.
Yeah, if somebody has a link, can you share it in the comments? That would be dope. But all
right, so number one, they starting off with Timbo.
Hip hop would definitely be around without Timbaland, because Timbaland he's not really a hip hop producer. I mean, if you think
how
about
literally,
it,
how literally are we taking will not be around?
That's the question. That's the question, because it says hip hop has been around since 1973. However, it began increasing in popularity among broader audiences circa the mid 80s and thereafter. So they're basing this, you know, off maybe the more popular.
Maybe a
they're saying
sect.
That the 20 hip hop producers they listed helped the hip hop genre gain its notoriety and global fame.
Okay,
so that's what they're
basing
it off of.
Is that shape it a little bit better for you?
Yeah, I think so.
So with that being said, Terry, are you still
a lot with Jay-Z.
You really playing Timberland right
now?
No,
I'm not
man.
Playing him as a producer, but when we're talking about just
notoriety,
hip hop in general. So you're saying that the torch of hip hop wouldn't have been passed or carried if it wasn't for Timberland. Where Timberland was actually in his bag more on the R&B side of things.
Pop game was high too. Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Let's see as we continue and see if there's if they making sense. Just Blaze.
I can.
Just Blaze has had a lot of dope.
It goes back to that Jay-Z though. So the first two people are popular because of Jay-Z.
Yeah, but I will say this.
Well, I take that back. Timberland ain't popular because of Jay-Z.
What?
But Jay-Z has classic material over Timberland beats.
Fair enough. But what I'm saying is with Just Blaze is quote unquote, we'll call him popular by with his association with Hove. But he has great hip hop work outside of Hove.
Yeah, that's legendary.
Why I would think he would be, he in my top five. Like just.
I mean, that Rockefeller era with him and Kanye West was definitely a time. So.
You know what? I think I can go ahead and just say this. I don't think I'm going to agree with any
of these
because I think hip hop would exist without everybody on this list.
Okay, well,
but. We can still talk about it.
Play the game, Lone.
I don't like playing games, man.
Lone, play the game, man. All right, let's keep going. Pharrell.
Take my basketball.
I can G for Pharrell.
Yeah. Him and Timberland cut from the same cloth.
Pharrell and Chad were doing stuff before they were known. I mean, they was with Teddy Riley.
That's true.
Like Pumps.
That ain't hip hop though.
Look, I said Pumps in the Bump.
I know where you was going. Rex,
Rump Shaker.
Dumps in the Trunk.
Stop. They have a production credit on that, which is an early '90s song.
I think Pharrell would probably be out of everybody we mentioned so far. He would be.
You think he'd be
the least?
The least.
Yeah.
See, I'm thinking
because he's more.
He's more of a
R&B,
pop star too.
Pop-ish. That's what I'm saying. Like he's cut more on the cloth.
But N.E.R.D. What would you consider N.E.R.D.? Is that more of an alternative rap group?
Weird stuff.
Alternative.
Wait.
I wouldn't say necessarily pop because it's more.
Who all was in N.E.R.D.?
Him, Chad, and the other dude.
And then the Neptunes was just him and Chad, right?
Yeah. I can't remember what the other dude's name is, man. Yeah.
Wait a minute, man. And that came out so bad. I feel you, but that man came out so bad.
I'm sorry.
If y'all
no disrespect.
Him, Chad, and the other dude. And they got heat, too.
They do got heat. I went to a concert of theirs at the Vogue.
Okay.
And we were literally right by the speaker the whole night. And when I tell you, my ears rang for at least 3 days after that.
And Terry, I ain't gonna even cap, man. I can't remember his name either. I know who you're talking about.
I'm sorry. Y'all know who it is, though.
I know. Pharrell, Chad Hugo.
And the other dude.
We'll find his name later. All right. Sorry, brother. All right. So let's go to. Okay.
But in general, I think they're all solid choices.
All right. Kanye.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm with Kanye.
Yeah, I don't think there's any. Nothing to talk about.
Early
on
Kanye. I think we could have done without him.
He not only produced a lot of stuff, but he's actually featured on his own stuff too. So
Kanye, my Dark Twisted Fantasy, yay. I'm all in.
Yeah.
Dr. Dre.
That goes with that being said.
Yeah.
Is he really a hip hop producer?
He go long.
He's a gangster rap producer.
I mean, he's kind of he just kind of consolidates other people's beats and puts them out.
Once he got to a certain stage in his career, but
I tell you what,
he's absolutely responsible for he if anybody on this list pioneered anything, it has to be Dr. Dre.
Yeah, I agree. So far.
And he was doing all of that production in them early stages before he became the good doctor and started
putting his name on everything.
Finding
just chess piece.
When do you think the last time Dr. Dre actually made a beat was?
You know what, Lone?
That Compton album, I think he...
I think here's my thing. I think now he is...
I don't think we'll ever know.
We won't, but if I was to take a guess, I think he's more skeleton stage, and then they get the people, they get the musicians and stuff to come in. And,
Who was the dude that was real instrumental with him on The Chronic 2001?
I have no idea.
With production?
Yeah, not Scott Storch. The other dude. Like, it was another guy that was a
Scott Storch was a part of it, though, right?
He definitely he was.
But there was somebody else.
Mike Dean?
No, not Mike
Dean's
Dean.
Part of everything else, though.
True.
What was that dude's name?
Oh, you got me thinking now.
He's the other dude.
I feel like I should know this.
Like, there's a picture of him in the liner notes or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
We got to look that up. That's been a long time, so yeah. We got to look that up. They got my boy on here, Battle Cat. Huh.
See, he worked with Cube.
Yeah, he been
Snoop, The Game, Exhibit, Pac,
Mailman.
Mailman, yeah, Mailman, that's who it was.
And he was a part of. They got it in here. He spearheaded the G Funk movement too, which was big.
That's kind of important. That's kind of important.
That is not the G-Funk movement. That is not. That has nothing to do. I apologize. That is not the G-Funk movement.
That's kind of important. So
I think it's kind of close.
You remember? You remember Banging on Wax?
Yeah.
He Battle
Blood
Cat
versus Crips.
Yeah, Battle Cat. There's an interview where he tells a story about how the album came together, how they picked who would work with who. He got joints on there.
Do we?
Yes, sir. Cat been around, man. That's one of my favorites.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The Track Masters. So, now, they have worked with a lot of people.
They made slaps with Will Smith. How about that?
Cool.
I'll give you a B for that. I like that. It was, but I'll give you a B.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Track Masters. What else did they do? I can't think of them off the top. So early.
Jay, Cameron, Big, Nas. Go listen to
Were they they were the dudes behind Dipset, a lot of Dipset stuff?
No, that's the Heatmakers.
Okay. For some reason I always get the people that have the generic terms as their names. There's like six of them.
If I'm not mistaken.
Heatmakers, yeah. Trackmasters,
The Runners.
Like, yeah,
it's a bunch of groups.
There's like two or three others.
If I'm not mistaken, before I say it, let me double check. But I believe they did almost. Yes, I knew they was in there. Go back and listen to It Was Written. They all over It Was Written by Nas.
Shay Haley was the nerd guy.
Shay,
okay.
There we go. Yeah. Shay, we love you, man. Sorry about that.
I don't think I've ever heard his name before.
But they all over It Was Written.
Yeah, they did. So, they produced the whole thing, look like.
Yeah, so I'm not mad at this. I'm not mad at the track.
That makes sense.
Metro Boomin.
Okay, that's the first one I could definitely say that hip hop would be all right without Metro.
Well, the article, the
sorry
phrasing below them.
Phrase it again.
So it says since 2013, Metro Boomin has
got 10 years in the game.
Exactly, has been leaving his mark on hip hop, producing some of the sickest beats for rappers.
Sickest,
like Future, Travis Scott, Kanye, Young Thug, Drake.
Yay.
I would say no.
Nah. I think the show would definitely go on without Metro Boomin.
I'm thinking that I could probably name 10 producers that would probably belong more for earlier than because this is a very influence type list, yeah. Right?
I know he got
This should be heavily 90s and 80s.
I know he inspired. Got heat, but I don't know, maybe I'm not tapped in terms of the influence. Maybe I'm asleep. I'm out the loop.
But at the same time, I guess
he got heat though.
He kind of changed. I mean, production styles kind of changed.
True.
You know.
So and this maybe. This question would look different. You know, 20 years from now.
Right.
Right. Juicy J.
I would have
said DJ Paul, but
that's true.
I would have said DJ Paul myself.
They always get categorized together.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, because they're pretty much saying that he made out of the 3-6 Mafia beats, and I think I want to say that Juicy, Paul did most of that.
I was always under the impression that DJ Paul was making the majority of them beats. Yeah, I gotta ask too. Mac Wolf, no, shout out to Mac Wolf.
Like you said, put a pin in that.
Sorry, I put a
sorry game.
I know, right?
I'm start calling you. What's Game's real name?
What is Jason something?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Jason?
Jason.
All right, Jason.
Here you go. Daz Dillinger.
Daz had his spot.
I ain't mad at this.
And he definitely, when we talk about Dre,
The Chronic
was heavily influenced by Daz Dillinger.
Don't get me started on All Eyes on Me.
All Eyes on Me, too.
Big psych.
Y'all forgot he sued Death Row and got a pretty penny.
Well, they should have gave that man that bread for what he did for them. So I'm glad he got
now his homeboy was cousin owns it now. So
well, I want producers to win when they've been jerks. So.
Ain't nothing but a gangster party.
Stop, say man.
That. He produced that.
This song.
So there you go.
Scott Storch.
I can dig that.
Nah.
No Long.
I mean, he was with the Roots. I don't know exactly how much he did with the Roots.
Nah, if Questlove's not on the list, then no Scott Storch.
Okay, I can dig that. Why does Scott Storch starting to look like a turtle?
I like turtles.
Yeah. He's looking like he got a lot of turtle power in that picture.
Is there any particular turtle he look like?
A lot of upper body.
More of the Dana Carvey okay. turtle. Remember he was a little turtle in a movie or something?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Only time I've seen Scott Storch recently, he was sitting on a couch talking. So I mean,
smoking. That boy sitting on. So he should be, if he did what he's supposed to do, he should be sitting a lot of money.
We know he spent a whole lot of that money too.
Yep.
Drugs are bad, okay?
Indeed. RZA.
Absolutely.
Duh. Yeah.
Easy. Manny Fresh.
Yep.
Duh.
Yep. Absolutely.
Manny's goes way even before all Cash
Come
Money
on, man.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Like
Come on.
80s.
Yeah, he did the DJ Jimmy track.
Which is still to this day.
A long time ago.
Yeah, which still ring off, don't it?
Yeah, I can play that tonight if I was playing.
Right now.
Yeah.
Sean Combs, a.k.a. Love, Brother Love,
he
Puff
can go
Daddy,
down
Diddy,
as,
P. Diddy. Nah,
as a very good AR and executive producer. Remember, we had to differentiate that.
I'm not putting Diddy in any producer list.
Yeah, because who was doing all them beats?
Not him.
Well, nah. It was a group of people. Stevie J and
Steve the Hitman.
D-Dot, yeah, Hitman.
Hitman, Hitmakers, Heatmakers, yeah. Trackmasters, all that stuff confuses me sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, the Hitman was definitely the ones in controlling Bad Boy. Diddy would probably go in there and put a little cowbell on the end.
Well, you know, people are going to use that argument. Mm-hmm. People are going to use that argument that they use for Khaled. Man, you got to know the people, man. It's about getting the people on the record.
That's the executive producer chair, though. That's not the producer.
No, but
the executive producer chair, and we differentiated that a while ago as far as being not the one that's actually in there pressing the buttons and coming up with the melody,
right?
But somebody that knows who to put with what.
Yeah.
And like I said, maybe add a little more cowbell at the end.
It's different, man.
Go watch. There's an interview. I'll share a link, but there's an interview with Ninth Wonder where he agrees 100%. With DJ Khaled getting his P's as a producer.
That's cool.
And I was like, wow.
But, you know.
That's his opinion.
Ninth can have his opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see it like that, but oh well. Jermaine Dupri.
Sure.
Not mad at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still don't think he get the P's he should.
Nah, he don't.
Nah.
Primo.
Yeah, P. Diddy absolutely disrespected him.
Yeah. Bad.
Primo,
He tried to play JD like he wasn't JD. I agree.
That's crazy.
Primo, yeah. No need to talk about that.
That's an absolute.
Swizz Beatz.
Well, you know, Swizz. He definitely had his run and did his thing. So I'll agree with it. Because without Swizz, there's no DMX. There's no
Rough Riders.
Lox kind of moved over from Bad Boy and...
I don't know.
Swizz produced
one,
like one or two records off the first debut album. It just so happened it was like the single.
But it was association. We always associate X with him. I think that's what carries him to legendary status because, like Terry said, you can't separate the two for some reason. You know,
when you think about DMX, you think about Swizz Beatz.
Yep.
I don't know on this one, man.
I'm borderline with him.
Yeah, I'm 50-50 on this one. Like I could
see it either way though. I mean, if Swizz was just that fly by night producer that produced a couple tracks from DMX and disappeared.
He's continued.
Yeah.
Like he's had a good successful career.
So. I'm 50-50 on this one, man. I could go either way. I could find somebody else because he got
some whack beats out there that we don't appreciate.
Yeah, he's got some.
But he's got some really good stuff too, though.
He do. Oh, here's a good one, Lil Jon. Lil Jon had a run.
He had a nice
era.
But some of that was R&B too, though.
But that era was responsible for a lot of heat.
Yeah, I agree. Super influential.
Yeah. I'll take Lil Jon. Yeah. I'll take him. I actually would take Lil Jon over Swizz.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Organized Noize.
They had a pocket.
They produced the greatest hip hop group of all time.
Yeah.
What would Outkast have rapped on if it wasn't for Organized Noize?
That's a huge stamp when you think about who they produced.
And then you have to think about the fact that Outkast was influential to so many people.
Goody Mob too. We forget about Goody Mob.
Dude, that whole Dungeon Family vibe was put together by them.
The Mista era with Blackberry Molasses.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I would probably put them in there.
I'm in with Organized Noize.
I'm with it.
Just off the Dungeon Family and the limbs from that tree, we got to put them in there to me.
Because they're organized.
And they make noises.
Don't do that. And they rounded out with Jay Dilla.
I miss Pete Rock.
They did absolutely they missed Pete Rock. They missed Pete Rock out for Swiss.
Exactly. Thank you. I will sub Pete Rock out for Swiss.
Or Timbaland even. I mean, because like I said, and this ain't a shot at Timbaland. He makes great hip-hop beats, but most of his big hits came from R&B and Justin Timberlake and what's her name? Dang, what is her name?
Oh, Missy?
No, not Missy.
Who you thought?
She was a pop singer.
Oh,
Aaliyah?
No, not
Nelly
Aaliyah.
Furtado.
Nelly Furtado.
Yeah, Nelly Furtado.
Ah, they forgot Will I Am.
Stop, wow. Sloan. So Jay Dilla rounds it out. I'm taking Pete Rock over Metro Boomin. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So we switch Boomin. Him out, or we switch out Swizz and put Pete Rock in there, and maybe throw in Large Professor or something like that.
I think Large Professor would be super influential. But Alchemist could potentially make an argument.
Oh, I ain't thinking about that.
You know, even though he came a little later. You know,
Alchemist, I mean, his influence now is ridiculous.
That's what I mean. Like, if we're gonna put Metro Boomin in there,
it's no shot at the kids beats. I'm just saying, with the Alchemist, that wave is everywhere, and it's not just Griselda; it's everywhere.
We're talking about people that have pretty much only produced hip hop. Like the only Alchemist beat that I know that he didn't produce that wasn't hip hop was the one with Nina Sky, and somebody was still rapping on that.
100%.
DJ Quick wasn't on there either.
He wasn't.
So
matter of fact,
that's crazy. They put Battle Cat on there, and then
I know.
I was just about to say that because
that's interesting.
You could theoretically you could swap them, but that is not it's not G Funk or any type of funk. Sorry,
it really is.
It's not, man. Yeah, those are a couple of big omissions, man. Pete Rock, Quick, these are all legendary names that come up on everybody's list. So to not have them in there, but they did specify the criteria.
I'll say this for popularity because Quick
is underappreciated to me as a legend.
If you can put Timbaland on there, then you can put Teddy Riley on there.
Oh,
but the reason why I say that is because Teddy Riley was producing a lot of hits for. Was it Biz Markie and them back in the day? He was an actual hip hop pioneer producer, and then he just switched out of way over to R&B.
I think Timbaland gets. It's interesting that Timbaland always gets like a lot of love in hip hop, but he really hasn't done a ton in hip hop.
Just Jay-Z,
you know,
really, and Bubba Sparks,
and one offs every once in a while.
Don't, but see, with Tim, you take the Jay-Z association, you take the fact that he's associated with Pharrell. He's associated with Missy.
Yeah.
And his one off song.
Don't forget Magoo.
See? The best rapper on the label.
And his one offs are usually phenomenal.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So.
For sure.
It's. I ain't mad at that, but.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Quick probably.
Quick, though.
Probably Pete Rock. I mean, definitely Pete Rock.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, we didn't talk about any 80s producers, we didn't talk about very many.
It ain't really wasn't didn't. A lot of East Coast producers.
Like Melly Mel or something like that, you know?
True. Larry Smith.
Bomb Squad, for sure.
So how we before we get out of here,
Matt. But you got Diddy on there.
I mean, well, you know. Take that.
It's because he's a gatekeeper.
before we get out of here, man, rate this list, Long.
It's not horrible.
It's not horrible.
No, I give it a
decent,
solid 6.5.
6.5 out of 10.
I was thinking about 6.5, 7.
6.5, 7. Yeah.
I'm gonna go six.
Six.
Yeah, I'm gonna go six on this one. We can start rating these lists that we reference. This is a solid 6. But if we had done this previous, we'd had a lot of ones and twos.
I think part of it too is like we're legitimately going through a producer list right now, so all this is fresh in our minds.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, so I'm sitting here thinking, oh man, you missed this, because I've literally had people telling me on YouTube for the last 3 weeks, you missed this.
Plus we got a list of like 125 or something in a survey. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, so 6 ain't bad. We've definitely seen worse from bigger sites. So
I've seen a lot worse.
Yellow.
Trash.
And again, if people want to vote on our producer list,
please
do so. No, that'll be posted.
If I could find that link,
our socials or whatnot.
Yeah, I'm gonna continue to share. I have shared it, send it to people personally. just please follow through if you can. And we really
appreciate. It'll take you about 10 minutes to get through possibly too.
Yeah, but it's really going to help us, because if we can get, I believe Terry said the number 50. If we can get
at least 50 votes.
Yeah, at least 50 different opinions. And then we can narrow this thing down to get to either, I think we initially said 75. Maybe it's 75, maybe it's 50. You know, but we'll decide that once we get a chance to look at the charts.
Oh yeah, we said Questlove wasn't on there either, huh?
Yep, Questlove wasn't on there. I mean,
shout
that's
out to him. He just won a
an
Oscar.
That's big, man. He's emotional in his speech. I feel him because he did a great job. I know you said you saw parts of Summer Soul, but if you haven't seen it, go watch it. The performances and the exclusive. Seeing those guys perform, those guys and ladies perform in color at that time, it's amazing.
Yeah. Does Quest have a Grammy?
I'm believe he does.
Does he?
I don't know.
The Roots haven't won but it might be through
something else.
An association for
soundtrack or
some type of project.
He's into everything.
Yeah.
I
wonder if that's because Will won his Grammy or his Oscar actually, and he was the first hip hop act to win an Oscar. I mean Grammy. I'm flipping them all around, but I'm just wondering how many hip hop artists have both.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure
about that. 16.
So he does have.
Yeah,
he's like
won for
Grammys.
Something. Yeah, I think he's got three. That's what I did a quick Google.
Oh, three Grammys.
Yeah, it says spoken word album, music film.
D'Angelo, maybe.
The music film would be from this year.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. This year, and then musical theater album in 2016.
Cool theater album.
Yeah. Huh. So he's got three.
Wonder what that is.
3-6 got an Oscar.
Did they? I don't know. I just said.
Or do they have a Grammy?
3-6.
Or do they have both?
That's a good question. We can look real quick. Let's see. So 3-6 Mafia Grammy.
Boom, 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 boom.
So they do have an Oscar.
3-6 Mafia.
10th anniversary of when the first.
Were they a part of the Hustle and Flow at all?
The soundtrack.
Ah.
So that's how they would have got the Oscar.
You get an Oscar if you have like music in the soundtrack of a movie?
Really?
Yeah.
That's how they got it. I don't see anything related to a Grammy.
There is the Oscar right there.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So it's Quest, Will.
3-6. No, they haven't got a Grammy, though.
I don't think they got a Grammy.
I don't think they got a Grammy. Okay. Yeah. So they got the Oscar.
Stop.
They got the Oscar and no Grammy.
Yeah, that's big, man.
It's crazy.
I'm trying to figure out if anybody. Jamie Foxx. He got to have.
Will you be my tennis ball?
No, I think he just got an Oscar.
All right, this will be the last one. Let me see. Jamie Foxx. I put 2 X's on there.
Well, them are just. They might
categories.
Just be categories that he was nominated for.
Jamie Foxx. Does Jamie Foxx have a Grammy?
Da, 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 da.
Oh, my fault. You right.
Mm.
Yes.
He does.
He does?
Great guy.
He got one Grammy, one Globe, a Golden Globe, British Academy. Those three more roles. I'm sorry. Hey, Jamie
he got an Oscar, too.
He got an Oscar, too.
Doing his thing out here, man. Right.
Well, shout out to Jamie, you know.
All right, Jaime.
All right, man. All right, man. That's gonna do it for this episode. Chat, we appreciate you.
Y'all in the chat, please, if you haven't already, again, do the survey. The producer survey, so we can get.
Please do the survey. And as always, go to newoldheads.com for all the education you need this year on us. We appreciate the support as always. See y'all next week. Peace.
Bye.